Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
There was a lot last week made of the idea that Aaron Boone and Brian Cashman asked Marcus Stroman after the Garrett Cole injury news came out, that they asked him to pitch the season opener in Houston, and Stroman said, no, I want to pitch the home opener at Yankee Stadium because it means a lot to me. That was the narrative that was out there last week. And so show hosts on this radio station, I'm sure columnists and everybody with quick fingers on social media went, and no one's a pie. Listen, Marcus Stroman is what he is. You can love him, you can hate him. In terms of pitching, he's here, he's a Yankee. He got destroyed. Brian Cashman got destroyed for bringing a guy like him in. Aaron Boone got destroyed for having no stones to say, if I want you to pitch on opening day, you should be pitching on opening day. Okay, fair enough. Then I watched Aaron Boone with John Boy yesterday in his first appearance of the season. He used to be on with Carton and Roberts. Now he's on with John Boy on social media. According to Aaron Boone, and I can't do anything but take Aaron Boone's word for it, unless he's just lying right into the camera, he basically, not basically, he said that he never wanted to take Stroman off his routine, that from the moment they found out what happened with Garrett Cole, he wanted Nestor Cortes to be the starting pitcher in Houston, but thought that Stroman has been such a good professional pitcher, and now that he's a Yankee, that he owed him the respect to ask him if he would like to do it or if he had a problem with Boone selecting Cortes. To which Stroman said, according to Boone, I will do whatever you would like me to do. To which Boone said, we want you to stay on routine and schedule. We're going to go with Cortes. So I would like to offer an apology to one Aaron Boone on behalf of every idiot out here that killed him for having no stones.
Okay. All right, so Aaron Boone has no stones, but how about offering an apology to Marcus Stroman?
That too, yeah, 100%. I mean, I didn't hear from Stroman. I heard from Boone. Right,
but here's
then
the
I
thing.
Will offer an apology right. as well to Marcus Stroman.
What I was saying before about Marcus Stroman is that, you know, he is no longer on Twitter. Good for him.
Okay, I didn't realize that.
Smartest thing he's ever done. Mm-hmm. And had no idea that the Yankee fan reaction was what it was last week when it looked as if he turned down the opportunity to be the opening day starter.
Mm-hmm.
So he came out and he explained that people don't understand about routines and, you know, lining up the pitch, and this is the way I've been getting ready for the start of the season. And he even said that I don't want to mess that up.
100%. But and Boone said that too. But he also said, whatever's best for the team, I will do.
Okay, so that's the important part that you're hearing from
yes.
the manager.
Yeah,
the manager also could be covering for him too, as well, which is fine. But I understand what you're saying, that it basically got out of hand.
We just run with things as if we were in these meetings, don't know a damn thing. We don't. I mean, we can sit there and say, now you want to make the case that Marcus Stroman should have stood up and said, hey, Skip, Garrett Cole's out, give me the ball on opening day. That's a different argument as opposed to what we were talking about last week, that he basically declined and said, no, I'm staying on routine.
All right, so the other thing that happens too is that because, you know, a lot of Met fans were not happy with Marcus Stroman and his actions and the way that he was on Twitter, basically also exacerbate the problem. Hey, Yankees, welcome to our problem. Hey, Yankees, this is going to go on all year, you know. So the Met fans amplify all of that.
Yes, that is very
so
true.
So that's the thing about playing here in New York, you know, and Marcus is going to feel that because he's going to feel it from both fan bases.
Yes, the way it ended here, the way he had a lot of Twitter beefs, the way he blocked people left and right on Twitter, people couldn't stand him, and you're probably right. I'm sure it played into it. The point is, when you actually hear from people And again, you want to tell me Aaron Boone's lying to us? Okay, maybe he is. It didn't look like it. He was having a conversation with John Boy and his co-host, and it looked like the way he spit it out, it sounded pretty legit to me. And when you say that you want to go to a Marcus Stroman to be like, hey, just so you know, this is what we're thinking, are you good with it? Again, that makes sense to me.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.